Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 115 for Monday, October 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Monday morning, taking some direction from early losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola is down $2 to $4, the November contract down $4 at $471.50 per ton. Malaysian palm oil futures were also down overnight, while the Canadian dollar is firmer, and those two factors contributed to the softer tone in canola. Reports of improving weather conditions for soybean crops in Brazil were also bearish for the oilseeds in general, although there are other areas of South America where conditions remain less than ideal, and that kept some support underneath the market as well. Canola remains range-bound from a chart perspective, with solid support holding to the downside and resistance to the upside. In the U.S., soybeans are down, but wheat and corn are both higher. Soybeans down 6 to 9 cents, the November contract down 7 at $8.88 per bushel. Harvest weather across the Midwest was great over the weekend, and the abundance of readily available supplies accounted for some of the early weakness in beans. Chart-based selling was another bearish factor, as some chart signals were pointing lower and speculators added to their net short positions. Wheat, meanwhile, was higher, boosted by updated weather forecasts calling for dry conditions across the U.S. plains over the next week. Wheat's up 10 to 16 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 16 at $5.06 per bushel. In addition to the dry conditions hurting the potential for the U.S. winter wheat crop, persistent weather concerns in Australia and the Black Sea region were also underpinning the futures. However, the fact that U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally did temper the upside as the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities. Corn, it found itself caught up between the gains in wheat and the losses in beans, but was following wheat higher in early trade, the December corn contract up 4 cents at $3.84 per bushel. However, the advancing U.S. harvest, with about three-quarters of the corn crop thought to be in the bin by now, did limit the gains, and that kept corn range-bound overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, October 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.